W Mobile.
Hey, it's Gex. How are you this morning, Ken?
Very well. Happy Friday Eve. Well, I'm sorry, Friday for you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still on the edge of the black hole, so I may be in and out a little bit.
Yep.
You're at all this morning, so I don't know if he's went in way early or what he's doing.
Went in very early.
He's been on the radio since right at 5 o'clock, and I haven't heard him, so may not even turn his radio on thinking nobody'd be there.
Would this go with the theory that he went in way early? Because surely he wouldn't be late.
Talked to Ed again yesterday afternoon.
I missed him talking to him on the radio. He just we're just on at the wrong times.
Yeah, y'all are just missing each other in the afternoon. He's just getting off as you're getting on.
With him last weekend, I think, when I was doing my antenna.
It was granddaughter's yesterday over the radio. That was interesting.
Yeah, grandkids are special.
One of them is wanting to get their license, so she's trying to get studied up so she can go take the test.
Wasn't interested.
Transmission, Ken. I am getting close to where I'll be out, though.
Yeah, his grandson, Easton, wasn't interested in getting a license.
He hadn't picked him up yet when I was talking to him. He was on his way.
Ken and that, I should be able to reach him on, one of the bands, anyway.
That's when I should be right at the edge of it now.
Give you a few minutes. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Scott, Ken, it should be good now.
Yeah, you sounded a lot better that time.
It just moved, the edge of it just moved a little bit right through there.
That works out, isn't it?
Somebody's trying to make it into the repeater.
Heard it, but I don't hear anybody now.
Keep trying. What you got planned for today, other than work?
I hope I fly under the radar today. It wasn't a bad day yesterday. And I ordered a couple of connectors and a tee. Try to get my antenna coax, fixed up and that, make sure it'll work.
So, it just matter of getting it all hooked up the way you want it.
Susan and her sister are planning a surprise birthday party for her mom late next month, and that, so we'll have to do that. And then I got to I'll go up to Kentucky, pick up the daughter, and just turn around and come right back so she can be here for it.
Hey, for that trip,
time to take her a bunch of moving boxes. I had a couple of hundred from my old workplace, and as many as I could fit in the truck, and I hauled them all up there, dropped them off, and came back the same day.
You drive the truck up there and back this time, though.
You got that right. They're saying it's going to go up pretty quick here in the next little bit.
They're going to try to sneak out of town this weekend. Try to take a little break before all of it does hit.
Before it gets so high, you can't afford to go anywhere, right?
It's about there now.
More to get there than it does to stay overnight in a motel.
Since it instances, that's for sure. But everything else is going up, too, because of diesel fuel going up.
There's a shortage, like you were saying, for next month. Man, it's going to get bad between not being able to ship stuff and then not being able to ship the stuff that you do have. Yeah, that's going to be terrible.
My customer there Tuesday, he opened up a small trucking company, and he said, a year ago when he had opened up the company that there was no problem getting loads to haul out. He said now he's having trouble finding loads. They're just not there. So I don't know what's going on.
Material shortage, you know, you just can't get the material to make your load. And I know the shipping supervisor was saying that the company STI, we ship a lot by them. They got 5 tractors down, no parts.
Down a lot, too. Because diesel truck parts, nobody just keeps laying around on the shelf because they're expensive, for one, and then just, you know, what do you keep laying around? It's not like the automotive industry. You can't just go to a big truck parts store and pick up the parts you need for everything because there's just no way to do that. So you're having to ship them everywhere when you need them, and now you can't do that. It's just not happening.
A queue so that you, for a big truck, so you can just go get the part, right?
For a stick. Yeah, but, man, could you imagine how much room that would take up? Trying to keep parts for all that. I mean, it'd be ungodly the amount of room you needed.
Yeah, I wonder how Mike and Tim are doing. If they're struggling for parts, I got to believe that they are.
I'm sure they are. I deal with a couple of big truck shops, and one of them yesterday, and he was telling me, yeah, he's having trouble getting parts. He said, walk in the shop. He said, my whole shop's shut down right now because I can't get parts. You know, it's taking me 2 and 3 times as long to get it as what it used to. And you can still get it, but it's taking longer to do it.
Raw chemical additives that they put in the boiler water. It used to be it was, you know, 2 or 3 days because it just come out of Greer. And now it's, you know, now it's 3 weeks.
Here on Highway 25, and I've got a car so close to me, I can't even see his headlights in my mirrors, but I have to look at him in the rear view or in my rear view camera. And there's nothing else around me.
Saving fuel. A big piece of rubber in the road, you can straddle it, and then he'll catch it.
I only got smart and went around, but just why would you even do that?
I know a guy, his wife, when she got out on the highway and that, she was just so scared to switch lanes, she would never switch lanes. And that, usually what I do is, when they do like that, just move over into the other lane, and then they'll shoot past you, and then just move over right behind them, and it kind of freaks them out.
In the 90s today, we'll see if it makes it.
We're in the area for some thunderstorms, possibly.
And up at the house this morning since I come out, the heat lightning off in the distance.
Sign, and another good sign is it's already 70 degrees.
25, I don't know, I'm up above TR, I just crossed under 11. It says it's 56 outside here.
It's a 68 in Lyman.
Trapped in these little coves up here, these mountains trapping it in. Probably in where you can work. Fix your antennas this weekend and get it all set the way you want it.
So I ordered them from the wire man yesterday, and that's just right up the road, so surely it'll be here by Friday.
Now, is he open on Saturday?
Call, and they'll open up. They just live right there.
I know we talked about it earlier this week, but you found a website where you could just go order what you wanted.
Site, you can just go on it and pick what you want, all kinds of connectors and everything.
Get on there and check that out then.
Or stop beside me, and on the gas little lid, it had It had a sticker, and it had like a fuel gauge sign, and it had a stick man, and he was pulling the needle off of the E back towards the F.
That easy. That'd be great.
Fireman, when you go down, I think it's Wireman. If you just type that in, it should pop up. It's on Pittman Road. And then it, when you get there, then it has the website. You click on it.
To check it out.
There?
I have not. I've been by it, but I've not been actually to it.
Truck. You big truck.
That's how come I haven't been to it.
Probably make it to the bottom of the driveway. I don't know about going up the driveway. I guess the UPS guy makes it, but I don't know what kind of truck he's driving.
Pretty big trailer. He pulled up in there somehow.
Turning this driveway is greater than 90, and then you go up a hill, it must be on... Damn, it must be on a 20-degree angle, and then you got to cut back, and it cuts back probably 120 degrees really quick.
Sound like no fun there.
Don't want to drop a wheel off there because you'll be going down big time.
People have wrecked up there like that then.
Yeah, I come off of 11 there, and then I found the road, and I turned on the road, and I went a ways that I thought, and it's like finally I just pulled over and stopped, and I called them and I said, I think I'm on the wrong road, and I was probably about 300 yards from the driveway.
Well, at least you had cell phone service to call up there.
Right, so you go down to the end of the road, and when you get to the end of the road, it actually widens out, and it's I think if you go straight, it goes into some kind of gated subdivision. And then if you turn right, that's his driveway.
Yesterday, he said to tell y'all hello. He's got his new job, and he goes in from 10 to, in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. So, different schedule now.
Probably staying up late and then sleeping until about 9, right?
He said he was enjoying it, though. So hopefully it's a good thing for him.
Janitorial job at the school?
Yeah, he got the custodial job at the school. I can't remember which one of the elementary schools over that way it was, but it was one of them.
Deal for him. Lightning in the distance.
Yes, I'm ready to go back to bed this morning.
I mean, usually I catnap in the evening while I'm watching the news and that, but we were, after supper, we've been doing that Star Wars stuff, and so I've been, you know, interested in it, not going to sleep.
Got home yesterday, and it was just me and the dog, and I sat down in the recliner for a minute and just about dozed off and was out to La La Land. I said, I gotta get up. I can't do that.
N4, is that okay?
KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Shane. KO4 HKX. You're out early this morning. I know you haven't left the house yet, but.
Oh, let me sleep in a little bit longer this morning.
Yep, to your alarm clock.
Make it to my alarm clock with her. The alarm clock is a backup to feeding her.
Telling you where your priorities need to be.
Like a woman.
Get beside the bed, and she'll start smacking her lips and everything and making a little bit of noise. And if you don't acknowledge her, then she'll jump up, put her front feet on the bed and say, hey, I know the alarm clock went off. You went back to sleep. Time to get up.
Mine just lays there until the alarm clock goes off, and then I gotta make sure I don't step on her when I'm getting out of the bed.
It's a pretty good dog. When Beth gets up, she works 3 days a week. She gets up at 4. Blossom, our dog, will not move. She won't budge, but she she likes to get up and get me going. She hops off the bed and comes over and nudges me and whines a little bit. Just keeps standing there nudging me until I wake up.
On time, mine. She'll, if she's in the room, then she'll just walk down the end of the hall and flop down in that bed. Or if she's downstairs, then she'll wait till I get my coffee made, and then she'll come in there and want a snack. Then she wants to go out.
Their routines and get them down, because mine, when I get up and get ready, as soon as the bedroom door opens, she's out and she's going to the front door to go out so she can go to the restroom.
Well, they are creatures of habit, and most people don't realize. They think when they're training their dog, they take 5 or 10 minutes a day to train their dog, but what you don't realize is you're pretty much training her or him everything you do. They watch and remember everything. That's where that most dogs have such bad habits, because we spend a few minutes, you know, officially training them, and then we spend the rest of the day teaching them bad habits.
It's already 74 degrees up here, and I ain't even made it to Spartanburg yet.
Hey, a hot one today. I guess they got it right.
Looking forward to it.
They're good in that little cab.
Works really well. The problem is I can't stay in it all day, and it doesn't translate over into the trailer.
Say it's that in and out of the HC that I don't like. I can't get used to either one. But it's a sweat box this time of year.
It's like the third or fourth summer. Well, more than that, I guess, on this particular route that I'm on. And I used to get done delivering by, you know, noon to 1 or so. Yesterday was different. So it's really not that bad. I try not to think about it. How about that? I'll let you know. I can't remember now.
Too bad if you don't remember it. Normally things that affect you drastically, you'll remember them next time. KO4HKX.
First was being in that little brown package car. Because the backs of those were terrible, and you were constantly in that. I didn't mind not having air conditioning in the cab on the old ones when I first started back in the 90s. The engines, the covers over the engines weren't very good, so they'd let a lot of hot air out. And the doors were narrow, so it was hot in there too. But going into the back to sort packages, that's where it was really bad.
Not that opaque roof or whatever you want to call it where you just let light in, and that's just putting heat in there too.
Sitting at an intersection and having the doors open, you make a turn one way or the other and the wind would blow through in the summertime, it'd feel like somebody turned the freezer on. N4ZLK.
On that, just listening, I was thinking my UPS driver went. And he backs up to the dock and you don't go all the way, that means his truck gets slapped full to the top and he has to come around and get my stuff from the back. It's like, man, the way those things get loaded is just unreal.
It's funny you notice that. That is absolutely true. Usually the first few stops in the morning when I was doing those smaller trucks, I'd have to just stop short of the dock so that I could get around like that.
The truck, when he'd open up the back, it's all the way to the roof. Just the aisle is just slapped full, and it's like, you can't even get around. And then, you know, we get a lot of chemicals, and then the little boxes got arrows, keep it up. They don't even pay attention to those arrows.
With Patrick, as soon as I key up. And one time I was backed up to a dock and I tried to open the door from the back and it got stuck. It got hung up about 6 inches open. So I went back in the front. I had to crawl on my belly. My back was touching the roof. I crawled all the way to the back and had to slowly dig out the packages where I could get the back door open. And then I ended up having some next day air, which are guaranteed by 10:30. I had them. They were late because it took me so long to get the door open. And I tried to explain that to my boss. He called and wanted to know why they were late. And it I ended up having to tell him that I had to go. He just couldn't seem to understand why I couldn't drive with my back door open, even though I wasn't supposed to drive with my back door open.
The driver's truck, that door would just pop open right down the road. He lost a couple of packages, had to go back and get them. And then the other driver, he just, he latches it from the outside so that, you know, it's, it can't pop open by itself, but that's probably not a good thing either.
I'm just listening. I don't have, never had to worry about that, so I don't know. Got nothing to say on that one.
I guess you wonder why sometimes your boxes come in and they look a little squashed. That's one of the reasons.
My driver, the regular driver, I don't know that he's made a 5-day week since I've been there, and that's like almost 2 years.
He done took him another route, and now I just get somebody, whoever got time to get by there.
Some of the guys that, they'll, if there's somebody available to run their route, which, you know, they always try to have more drivers than they have routes. So, you know, there's always vacation or sick, you know, something like that. So some guys, if they know there's somebody who's got less seniority than them and they're available to work, they will go home. We had one guy, he'd go home 3 days a week. And I don't know how he survived.
Guy is, and he'll do it in his skinny mint. He says, I'm going to try to make it every day this week, and that, but he never has. It's the weirdest thing. My poor old FedEx, the guy yesterday, he was a new driver, and that, he got lost. He missed the turn of shipping and receiving. I had to flag him down.
Backup driver, in case you get sick or want to take a day off.
Thing, I wish I had one. It's one reason I haven't had my knee fixed. Like driving the excursion, much less this thing.
Volunteer to be your backup driver and relieve you once a year or so.
Nice to find somebody, but I haven't been able to yet. Rolling, I'm not getting paid, so that's the way I have to run it right now.
And paid with it rolling, aren't you?
Well, I'm getting paid, but I'm having to pay out more because it's rolling.
You guys allowed with that company to, you know, have multiple routes and hire other people to work for you, or is it a single, you got to do it by yourself?
No, I can get another route if I want to. But the thing about doing it, the way they have it structured, it's like two separate routes. I hire somebody to get it. I actually own it, but their name goes on it. I don't understand how they've got it structured. And that's why I haven't messed with it. I'd have to hire a lawyer just to deal with that.
If their name's on it, it seems like they'd have a little more say or a little more claim to some of the actual business itself.
Made it here in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 73 and get my party started. So I hope everybody has a safe day, and maybe I can catch you guys in the afternoon. KN4 TFW.
I'm just pulling in myself, so perfect timing. And Shane, if you're going to stay around, have a good day, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear for now.
Patrick, you guys have a good day, and that is good timing because I'm looking at the bottom of my cup. It's time to get up and go put some more in there. We'll talk to both of you later. Have a good day. N4ZLK.